He's local producer, filmmaker. He'll be familiar to many of you out there as the host of Homegrown here on Dubai One as well. Please welcome Omar Bouti to our set. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Tom. I'm very, very happy to be here on the new set. It's wonderful.
We
Thanks for having me.
We are flipping the roles here. We are asking the questions now, if that's okay with you.
This is the part I hate. I usually like asking the questions, so I don't have to answer anything.
But I'm really interested to get your take. Twofold this one. Obviously, born and bred here. You've grown up here in the UAE all your life. You've seen that entrepreneurial infrastructure evolve over time to the point that you've been able to, of course, craft a very successful TV show and podcast off the back of it as well with Homegrown. If we go with the theory that this is a good city to set up, what's the biggest motivator towards that? What's prompting more on people to do that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I am not an entrepreneur myself, but I've had the pleasure of interviewing lots of different people from sort of smaller startups all the way up to people like Kareem, Petrochem, billion-dollar business. So I'm going to kind of steal from their homework a little bit as to what they believe or what they've told me has made the city so successful in this regard. And there are two things, and I think you guys were talking about them earlier. One is the attitude, genuinely. So there's a company I interviewed called Leap 71. Which I didn't know about until I started doing research for the show. They produce 3D printed rockets in Dubai, and they're a Dubai company. And so, you know, rocket ships that go up into orbit, they print those rockets in addition to other technical things. They're both Germans, the co-founders, and they came here because they found in Europe, every time they proposed something like this, people were hesitant. There were a lot of questions. Why would you want to do this? The old way works fine. Dubai, of course, is very excited about the new. You know, it's something that drives it. It's something that they sort of put pride in. And they found this to be like a very welcoming, exciting place to be. So that's what they set up here. And that's the case for many other businesses. The other element, I think, is ease of business. If you want to set up a business, it's pretty, they've tried and they've done, I think, a very good job over the years of increasingly just making it easier and easier to do that. Mm. Lower cost to entry, fewer regulations in that space. Of course, the correct regulations are there, but you know that it's not a hassle to do that. If you have an idea, you can go out and you can basically get started tomorrow. Those are the two things. And the other thing I think which is really nice is the diversity of the city, right? We have 200 plus nationalities, and when you have that diversity from a cultural perspective, I think you also get it in terms of diversity of thought. Mm. And so you have a lot of people who are excited about Dubai, excited about the UAE, who've come here, want to set up a life, want to bring their dreams to the city, and the city is a place that's fertile for those dreams to come true.
I'm glad you said that because we do see a lot of international celebrities choosing Dubai as their home. Most of them are golden visa holders. So as someone such as yourself who has been in the creative space for so many years, I wanted to ask you, what do you think makes Dubai such a magnet that attracts people from media, design and content creation field?
Speaking for myself in the media space, I mean, I think Dubai has done a wonderful job of branding itself, to be honest. I think probably branding first and foremost. And then the sort of the actual creative endeavors followed. But, you know, even thinking about the early 2000s when I went to university, I remember the first thing that people would say was about the Burj Al Arab, the hotel. And at the time, I thought it as a negative thing, right? Like, oh, we're so much more than that. We're not just the hotel. But it also was interesting to me that, you know, for a city, for a part of the world that they knew almost nothing about, they knew that image. That image was already iconic. And I think Dubai has just done a wonderful job of making itself iconic across all spaces, including the creative fields. In addition to that, though, I think what's happened since then, again, I come back to the same issue of diversity. I really think that's Dubai's greatest strength, is all the different people who live here, who made their lives, the communities. When you have diversity of culture, diversity of background, diversity of thought, then you have diversity of stories. And that we're sort of catching up, I almost want to say, in terms of providing the right tools for people to tell those stories. Mm. I think it works really well in the digital space where anyone can pick up their phone and tell their story. I think that's why we have so many really successful influencers and content creators from this part of the world. I think in bigger scale stuff, we're talking about TV series, talking about films, that's where we still need some work to be done in terms of finding mechanisms, funding, financing for those types of stories to be told. But the stories are here. So that's the basis. If you don't have the story, then you have nothing to tell, right? The content is there, we just need to get it out.
So I want to dive into you, how you've pivoted from doing all of the many things you've done in the creative space, but podcasting now, how do you feel that is? And do you feel like you found your space where you've got more time to explore and talk?
Well, Yes and no. So you said I've pivoted. I've always liked talking and talking to people. It's a blessing and a curse. But I think podcasting naturally, you know, as someone who enjoys all types of media, I think podcasting is something that I have gravitated to since day one, since the early days of podcasting. I very much found that I'm somebody who likes to be learning things at all times, perhaps too much, but I'll be doing menial tasks around the house, walking around, I'll have a podcast on, I'll always be listening to something, whether it's film related or global affairs or, you know, or something of that nature. And I've always, I guess, thought that it would be nice to have that opportunity to really have those long sit-down talks. You know, when you're doing a talk show, typically, well, like this, even you're 5 to 7 minutes, right, per segment. It's really nice to have 45 minutes, 50 minutes to speak to someone, really just to get into like the meat of it. So that's been a real pleasure. And I think what's been so nice is I feel like I've been able to both learn more from people, but also strike a more personal connection than I typically had in my career up to this point. Or when you sit and you really speak to someone, you really get to know them for even something as little as 45 minutes, you see elements of them that you would never have seen otherwise. And that's really what I've tried to do with Homegrown. It's, you know what Kareem is, but do you really know who Mudassir Sheikha is? Do you understand what drives him? Hopefully you get a little glimpse of that if you listen to the show. And sort of the same with anybody else we've had on our show.
Okay. A lot of people listening and will go, okay, this conversation is going great. Yeah, we all know that SMEs, perfect place to set up. So many of them do well. Look, not all of them do well. Some fail as well, and we learn from our failures as well. Given your experience from your work in the creative space, your work with SMEs in the past and what you're doing with Homegrown as well, what would you change? Does anything need to change at the moment? Yep, completely agree that great things have been done there, but we are evolving quickly. Mindsets are changing as well. What do you think needs to be addressed to move things forward?
I mean, that's an excellent question. I think this is both for creative spaces and for SMEs yeah. and other people in their startups. I still think Dubai is the expensive city.
Yep.
I think that limits a lot of the types of things and businesses and people who can come here. Particularly if you're looking at thinking a bit bigger, broader scale, then I think it works fantastically for you. But you know, if I'm an individual freelancer who you know has a creative idea, a passion, I want to come here and you know apply my trade, it's a little difficult to get started. And I think that also applies to people with sort of you know very simple SME, smaller scale
yeah.
you know, SME projects. And how to do that? Well, that's a challenge, right? There's certainly regulatory things you could put in place, but you know, like any global city, Dubai is expensive. It continues to be expensive. It's getting more expensive in many ways as the days go on. So I don't really have a quick fix for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is something that I would address if I could.